And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. 3 forward, 2 back. And see, we tried to do this the other day. It didn't work. So now we're going to get it to work. 3 forward, 2 back. Plus, punch it in the nose. Ouch. Punch it right in the nose. We'll take a quick trip on the Keep on Swimming boat, and then we'll finalize with Slowly We Turn.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. How much more? So much. How much more? So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866 K-Praise. Any topic, by the way, is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's justified radio, which is very important. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Stand by.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of White Fields Ministry. Since 1953, White Fields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to White Fields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760- 846-8610 and donate today.
Equal housing lender. BRE number 01276087. MNLS number 236419. Not all applicants qualify. Loans made or arranged pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lenders Law.
Hello, good neighbor. Pat Boone here. If you're a homeowner 62 or over, a government-insured reverse mortgage may be the answer you've been looking for. Call my friend Kevin Lyons, president of Anchor Funding. Kevin? How you doing?
Great, Pat. We just helped some listeners with a new reverse mortgage. Now, they don't have to write that monthly check for that mortgage payment, and they got some money out to pay off bills and do a little bit of home improvement.
Thanks, Kevin. So, friend, if you're 62 years or older, call Kevin Lyons at Anchor Funding to learn more about how a government-insured reverse mortgage may work for you. Phone call's free, so why wait? Call now. 800-333-5157. 800-333-5157 or visit Kevin Lyons online at anchorfunding.net.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. For those that don't know, we've been on the air for about 4.5 years, and every once in a while we play that song you just heard called Spoon Man. And we think that's kind of an ironic title because of my last name being Spoon and so on and so forth. Unfortunately, a tragedy has taken place, and the particular gentleman, I think, that sang it, but did he also write it? Is that correct?
I believe so, yeah. Chris Cornell.
And I guess he took his life. Was it just recently, just like
this
last
night? This was last night after a show in Detroit. He was found, passed away at the MGM Grand in Detroit. He's 51 years old.
Ah, that's young. That's young. That's a shame. I mean, it is. That's a drag. So we just want to, you know, I mean, we understand that not everybody in all these industries and in the public formats are believers. But that doesn't mean that the Lord can't use, we don't know what his particular faith was. And that doesn't mean the Lord can't use a situation like this to bring the gospel into the people's lives that are surrounding it. And that's kind of what we're praying for. We just hope that the Lord takes what took place and can utilize it in such a way as to advance the kingdom. So we just wanted to give that acknowledgement out and appreciate everybody putting up with us. And that, I do want to remind you about Dr. Robert Jeffress, going to be the speaker at our Pastor's Appreciation Lunch in early October. He's got a show on Monday through Fridays at 11 a.m. We think that's fantastic. Also, don't forget the school tuitions, half-price tuitions. I had a couple of principals reach out to me yesterday. I sent them an email. I'm waiting for them to call back, but you can't call during the show. So we're going to get some coordinations going because we are having people be blessed by only paying 50% of what it normally would cost to do a private Christian education, 50% off. And you think, well, is that a good deal? Well, first of all, for anybody, it's a good deal because it is actually 50% off without any kind of change in the prices. And second, some schools are $3,000 or $2,400. Some schools are $20,000. And it's all relative to where you're at and what you want to accomplish. And we just think if we can be a part of that in any way, it's great. No guilt or dropping on anybody if they can't do it. We get it. And if they want to do it, we pray the Lord enables you. And if you're not comfortable, don't do it. There's many parents that think, nope, I want to keep my kid in public school and I want to train him. Awesome. Let's take care of all of the body of Christ in all the different levels, right? That would be our ultimate goal. And then finally, don't forget about Experience Israel. That's going to be taking place November 11th. You know it's going to come up before you think. And I know at the end of August, they stopped taking these reservations. So we encourage you to go to experienceisraeltour.com. That's experienceisraeltour.com. Genesis Tours puts on that particular event. And that's Reuven Doran, and he's just great. We love Reuven. All right. Let's get ourselves ready for our very next DDD. It's entitled Three Forward, Two Back. Three Forward, Two Back. So let's talk about what that means from a practical point of view. Three Forward, Two Back. If you don't mind, I'll start off with a passage. Maybe that's a way to understand it. John chapter 15, verse 1 through 2. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. Christianity, if you have not noticed, if you've been a Christian for more than an hour, Christianity can be at times very challenging. It has its challenges to it for us to walk consistently in the faith. There's certainly not a challenge in receiving the wonderful gift that God has offered us through Jesus Christ. That's fantastic. That's like the best deal ever, right? But in that process of receiving that gift, the Lord has put you in a position where he will spend eternity with you, and then he takes the rights to then chisel in you the reflection of Jesus Christ. And that, my friends, can be a challenge. And I think many of us, I think myself, and I'm just speaking for myself, I every once in a while ask God to give me the blueprints. Have you ever asked God to get, you know what, blueprints show what the design of the building's going to be and you know, all the nuances. You've got the different, you know, electrical elements, and you've got the water flow, and you've got the building structures and the thickness. And so every once in a while, I want God to send me, you know, a snapshot of the blueprint of what he's building in my life, because I'm like, I don't know what this thing looks like. All I know is that we're going through this, and we're going through this, and we're going through this. And then you get to a passage like John 15, 1 through 2, and says, I'm the true vine, my father is the gardener. Every branch that bears no fruit, that's not good. And you guys are bearing fruit. You're stepping towards the kingdom, and you know it. Don't let the devil beat you up in places that he shouldn't. But what it does say is every branch that does bear fruit, the Father prunes. So that means two words. We have our definition in English for prune, but it means in the Greek to cut back or to clean. To cut back or to clean. And it does seem like many times in the walk, we will take steps forward towards the Lord. You will have, if not a direct answer to prayer, a certain victory in a certain area, and you step forward and you start, you know, sensing, or you start believing or seeing or trusting, or any phrase you want to use in there that's applicable to you, that you are drawing in closer to the Lord and you're getting a little bit better at maybe being sensitive to him and, you know, doing a good better job at, you know, hearing, or doing a better job at observing people and being more responsive as a Christian. I think every Christian goes through that. And then something happens. And you go, oi, I feel like I lost all the ground that I just made up because I thought this, or I did this, or I said this. And so you kind of feel like you go forward and then back and forward and back. And I think scripture makes it a little more clear that if the Lord wanted you to just have victory after victory after victory and no step back challenges, he would just put you through that way. I mean, that part's okay. But he does allow the step backs so that we can be pruned, cleaned, cut back, so that when we go forward again, we're stronger than before. And that's, I think, a concept that's hard for us to grasp. Not that God wants us to fail. I think you might be missing the point if I'm saying it that way. What I'm trying to say is that you will make progress in Christianity, but then you will come across something that will show you that the progress maybe wasn't as great as you thought. And then you have a reassessment, and then you start to go forward again. But the reality is when the Lord prunes you, when he cuts you back, when you do go forward again, you're stronger and more astute than before. So there are people that have gone through challenges, and they make progress, and then they come back a little bit, then they make progress again, and come back a little bit, then they make progress again, and come back a little bit. I got a message for you. Three steps forward, two steps back is still one net step. In other words, you are making progress. It might not be in the time frame that you want to make the progress. It might not be in the style that you want to make the progress. But it is the Lord who's at work in our lives. And I want you to understand that while we're going through this cutback pruning process, there is a way that the Lord has given us to sustain it better. I don't know how to say that. I don't think I can say that clearer. When you're going through the tough process, God has given us a tool in the kingdom of God, in the Old and New Testament, that enables us to endure the pruning process better. We can do a better job enduring it, going through it, pushing past it. I'm going to tell you what that is in the next segment, but I want you to understand that the pruning process doesn't mean you're a loser in the Christian realm. It means you're bearing fruit and God's helping you so that the stem from which that fruit grows is greater and stronger than ever before. But while you go through that process, he's given us a gem, a key, a tool, a gift. And that gift is so simplistic, but we often miss it. So I want to be able to communicate in great length the power of this gift that God has given you, this power of this gift that God has given me, on the insight on how to endure the pruning process. When we come back, that's exactly what we're going to look at. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, KPRZ, the Christian station.
How was conflict and anger dealt with in your home? Did you get it out in the open or did you stuff it?
This is Real Family Life with Dennis Rainey for Thursday, May 18th. Listening to some sisters remember the way conflict was handled in their home.
In our family, you just kind of forgot about it.
Just kind of swept it under the rug.
Yeah, we just started being nice again.
When your child gets angry, he can express it appropriately and deal with the situation, or he can try to ignore his emotions and act like there's no problem. I use an ice cube to illustrate the importance of handling anger appropriately. If you set an ice cube out on the kitchen counter, it won't last for long. In the same way, if you get issues and emotions out into the open, they can dissolve and evaporate. But if you leave an ice cube locked away in a freezer, it will remain solid. That's like our emotions. If we never express how we truly feel, we will become hard and cold, filled with pent-up anger. One final thought. What kind of emotional environment are you creating in your home? Why don't you teach your children to express their emotions honestly, but do it without hurting people in the process? I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, real estate, thinksam.com. Thanks.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A couple things I do want to drop at your doorstep. I like that. That's kind of like what Amazon does. They just drop it at your doorstep. Cross International campaign. Don't forget that we are working with Cross International. Tom Lewis and Bob Lewis were here last week, and we were talking about the opportunity to feed a child. I love this because of the simplicity. There's nothing greatly deep about this. There are children that are starving all over the world. About every 4 seconds, there's somebody that is starving to death. You just can't, it's hard to imagine because of our numbers as a society, as a people, as a race. And there is an opportunity through Cross International to reach some of these kids in some of the poorest areas. Part of the mission of Cross International is to reach the poorest of the poor. And so for a $39 gift, we can take food that's in one location and bring it to children that will feed those children up for an entire year. That $39 covers an entire year. And so we encourage you. San Diego's always done great. We're going to keep talking about this to the end of the month, but the reason I'm telling you is some of you have already given, and thank you. God bless you. Don't worry. But there's people that have not heard yet, and let's give them an opportunity to participate. $39 to Cross International will feed a child for an entire year. We are asking people to help the best they can in any way, shape, or form. You can go to kprz.com, give directly online, which is exceedingly secure, or you can call them on the phone, 866-843-9500, 866-843-9500. That $39 gift, again, will go such a long way. And I did say this to Tugboat Todd, and it is true. So sometimes my wife and I do that. You know, it's like the Super Bowl pig out, only it's, you know, we do that only it's not when it's Super Bowl. We'll do it like for a 3D movie. And so we get a Papa John's pizza or another type of pizza, like, you know, maybe from, you know, the pizza company that does the Thai chicken pizza. I forgot. What's her? I can't remember her name.
Leucadia.
Yeah, Leucadia. And then we'll do that. We'll do wings and some salad and a dessert. And that can be like $50, $55. There's just no question that it can cost that much, because especially if you do the Thai pizza, it's pretty expensive. So, and then every once in a while, we'll just like, okay, we're going to do that. Let's just go to Vaughn's. I'll get the $5.99 pizza, and we'll get everything done for $15, $16 and take that extra money and give it. And so you can do that just every once in a while. Don't do it all the time. But that makes a big difference. That $39 matters. And to a kid that's going to eat for a year, it matters a lot. 866-843-9500. All right, so do we have a sound for this? Next one is called Punch It in the Nose. What's that sound that we have?
Hey, how about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Sure.
There you go. Punchy from Hawaiian Punch. So we were talking about the pruning process for believers, and it's a real genuine process. Three steps forward, two steps back. We understand from John 15, 1 through 2, that the Lord does a lot of pruning in our lives. He cuts us back so that we can get a handle on it. And so what I talked about just before we exited was understanding that God has given us a tremendous gift, a tremendous key in dealing with the pruning process, because there are times where Christianity can be challenging. And so I want to read it. It's two passages. It's not entirely deep or entirely thought-provoking. It's just something that we need to use that maybe we don't use enough. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. In this place in Romans, Paul is making a very simple argument. There are ups and downs. There is growth. There is progress. Romans 6, 7, and 8 is all about Christian progress, about the salvation position and then the sanctification process and eventually the glorification location. But what he says is, in the midst of this, our present sufferings aren't worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Here is the most important line, Tugboat Todd, to write down. Frustration loses its power in the face of eternity. That's the one gift that God has given Bible-believing, born-again Christians that they can use every single day to put up with stuff. Frustration loses its power in the face of eternity. 2 Corinthians 4, 17 and 18. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. What we're going through now, and as we're developing more Christ-like character, and as you go through trials and spiritual warfare and development and challenges, will produce for us in eternity a value that is 1,000 times greater than the inconvenience we go through now. And we don't think in those terms. What we think about, and I do this too, so I'm not saying it's you and not me. I'm including me in the middle of this, maybe even more guilty than most. That is, I sit there and I think, got to pay rent, got to pay the car payment, and then I forget when I get a little shaky, 50 years from now, it won't even matter. There's no car payment. 100 years from now, there's no car payment. It's just a moot point. It means nothing. So if 100 years from now, this thing that I'm going through that's sucking the life out of me means nothing, why am I giving it so much power? What is it in me that compels me to give the moment more power than it deserves? If I believe the Christian stuff, then I believe it. Or if I don't, then I don't. And it's like, you gotta make this choice. And God just makes it clear. Look, this is light. This is momentary. It can't be compared to what's coming. And this whole process, the present sufferings, it's, you can't put them in the same ballpark. But Dave, I feel a lot of pressure. Me too. But that's because I'm so focused on this 50 that I don't see the next 50 million. And I'm losing it. I lose sight. But if I can turn around and look at this process and see it in the face of eternity, it loses its teeth when it comes to stress and anxiety and fear and frustration. That stuff doesn't have the same power if I will utilize that which God has made clear to me. Now, I humbly acknowledge and I just acknowledge that I don't do this very well. I just know it's what I should be doing. I need to operate in an eternal mindset, especially when I let the worldly elements creep in and bleed my faith dry. I mean, that is like the most honest thing you can say. It's like, yeah, I can't believe I do that. My wife does a better job than I do. Because, you know, I feel that sometimes the pressure to provide, and then I want to take care of the grandkids, And you want to, and I'm not giving them. It's not like I'm giving my grandkids an education. It's not kind of goes down that road. If I'm giving them a T-shirt, they're pretty lucky. So my point is, but I want to be able to do that, and then I feel bad. I'm not doing better. I should be making more. I should be giving more. I should do this. I should do this. And I get caught up in that bubble of performance orientation where I'm just not doing good enough, so I'm not satisfied. Therefore, by juxtaposition, God must not be satisfied because I'm not satisfied. And, you know, and it's like all of that stuff is a lie. None of it is true. But yeah, I buy in and go, I'm a dummy. And it's like, we do that. But in the face of eternity, that stuff means nothing. Oh, the water bill came. It was $40 more. Whoa! Well, in California, that's not a surprise. That's the first thing. And then the second thing is, it's $40 more. It's not the end of the universe. The end of the universe will be the end of the universe, not the $40 water bill. In the face of eternity, frustration loses its power. When we come back, you won't like this part, but this is kind of the thing we got to look at. So love me or not, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Lord, forgive my sin.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
The La Jolla Presbyterian Church Chancel Choir and a professional orchestra present Arthur Honegger's King David, happening this Sunday, May 21st at 4 p.m.
Oh,
This unique and creative work, including soloist, narration, dance, and media, vividly retelling in word, song, and music the life of King David. Delightfully varied musical styles, from classical to jazz, and from Broadway to Gregorian chant, Honegger brings to life the highs and lows which David experienced, from the victory over Goliath to the death of David's sons. No tickets are required for this free event. Call 858-729-5511 for more information. A reception will follow the concert in Fellowship Hall this Sunday, May 21st at 4 p.m. La Jolla Presbyterian Church is located at 7715 Draper Avenue in La Jolla.
The first question every child needs their father to answer is, "What do you believe about me, Dad?"
As a father, you have a powerful impact on your child, as Dr. Meg Meeker explains on today's Focus on the Family Minute. She talks about your unspoken communication and how that affects your little one.
Every five-year-old girl or son, when they walk into a room, they're reading their father for clues about what he thinks about them. Does Daddy like what I'm coloring? Does he like what I'm talking about? Does he like what I'm wearing? Does he like what I just built? Does he see me? You know, they're looking and searching for clues about what you think about them. And in short, they are, "Dad, what do you believe about the person that I am?" If you come home and you don't even notice me and I'm sitting in the kitchen and you walk right by me, you believe I'm not worth noticing.
Probably
you believe I'm invisible.
Grabbing your child's heart will give them a lasting understanding of their value and worth. More parenting insights from Dr. Meg Meeker today at FamilyMinute.org.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I should inform you if you want to. You can reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. We have been talking about three steps forward, two steps back, which has to do with the pruning process of our faith. And then we talked about the reality that when we're going through frustrations or trials or difficulties or things that we don't comprehend or whatever that process is, that if we would apply the simple key, the simple truth, the simple component that all of these frustrations, all of these stresses, all of these incompletes that we feel exist in our life disappear and lose their power in the face of eternity. Frustration loses its power in the face of eternity. And we know that's true from Scripture. We know that's true from communion with the Lord. And so no matter what that pruning process is, whether it's spiritual warfare or just growth, where the Lord is making you look like Jesus, whether no matter what it comes from, if we view from the perspective of eternity, these things lose their power in our lives. Now I'm going to give you something that you will really think we've lost our crackers here at KPRZ, but I'm going to give you the hidden secret. Ready? The hidden secret to going through this process a little more wisely. In other words, how to use that truth that in the face of eternity, frustration has no power. How do you use that? Because that's true, so I want to apply that. So what's a good way to go about that for people? Ready? The secret. Ready? Let's see if we want to play that or not. Let's not play that. I'm going to skip on playing that. Here's what I want to tell you. I'm going to give you the secret. Forget the, and it's not the secret as in the secret, like if you say something, then a bicycle will show up at your front door. This is just the secret to using eternity on a regular basis. Ready? Get ready. Here it is. The turtle wins the race. What? The turtle wins the race. Bear with me as I read this and then go into Scripture. The turtle and the hare. There once was a speedy hare who bragged about how fast he could run, tired of hearing him boast. Slow and steady, the turtle challenged him to a race, and all the animals in the forest gathered to watch. Hare ran down the road for a while, and paused, then to rest, then paused. He looked back, and slow and steady was just moving along. How do you expect to win the race when you're walking along at your slow, slow pace? Hare stretched himself out alongside the road and fell asleep, thinking there's plenty of time to relax. Slow and steady, walked and walked. He never, ever stopped until he came to the finish line. The animals who were watching cheered so loudly for the turtle, they woke up the hare. Hare stretched and yawned and began to run again, but it was too late. Turtle was over the line. After that, Hare always reminded himself, don't brag about your lightning pace, for slow and steady won the race. You're thinking, how does that apply to eternity? I'm so glad you asked. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 through 39. Remember how we were just talking about pruning back and forth and using eternity as the tool to punch frustration in the face? Listen to this. Hebrews 10, 35 through 39. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere that when you've done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. For in just a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. And my righteous ones live by faith, and I take no pleasure in the ones who shrink back. But we do not belong to those who shrink back and are destroyed, but to those who have faith and are saved. Let me explain to you just in the most simplistic terms how this applies. You just don't quit. It's not even, look, you're not going to exercise the gift of walking with an eternal mindset in one moment. You're not going to master this in 1 hour. You're not going to figure out all of life's secret between now and breakfast tomorrow morning. Because the Lord's already given us all the secrets and all the wisdom we need, for all the treasures of the wisdom and knowledge of God abide in Christ Jesus. You already have it. But we have to apply it. Here's the problem. We apply it, and then we wipe it off, and then we go do something else. Scripture teaches us to keep on applying. Keep on applying. Keep on applying. Do you know how you gain that victory of looking at things from the eternal perspective? Do you know how you do it? You keep doing it. You see, there's nothing magical. It's not a seed. It's not, oh, it's Johnny Appleseed, or, oh, this is going to grow into a big tree, into a forest, or into, you just keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it. Do you know how long it takes something to be a habit? Do you have any idea how long that is? 21 days. Do you know how long it takes to break a habit? 7 days. 21 to make it, 7 to break it. Okay, ready? You got to do this for 21 years because the devil's going to come in and try and bust you into a 7-day stall 100,000 times. Because if he is enabling your frustration and your misunderstandings and your worries and your stress to beat you down, he's going to keep doing it and doing it and doing it. And you know what he's not going to do? He's not going to quit. So you know what you got to do? Not quit. Because if you quit and he doesn't quit, he wins. Get it? If the devil keeps smacking you with a hammer and you don't hold up a shield, he wins. Your head gets bashed in and he's winning. You got to get this. I guess that's the song we were going to use. You got to keep on swimming. That's what we got to do. Because if you quit, you lose it. Do you understand that? So you have to keep on going. I have in my hand, I'm not even going to read, I have in my hand the Winston Churchill speech. It is 2 paragraphs, one of his most famous speeches. Right in the middle, 2 paragraphs, he says this. I am addressing myself to the school. This was to the Harvard Law School. Surely from this period of 10 months for this lesson, Never give in. Never give in. Never, 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 never in nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to apparently overwhelming might of your enemy. That is the basis of Winston Churchill's speech. Don't quit. Never give in. So when you take three steps forward and two steps backward, that can be frustrating. But when you apply the perspective of eternity, that can be relieving you. That can be freeing you. That can be helping you. But as soon as you do that, the enemy is going to come and try and drop that bad stress bomb on you again. You know what you got to do? You got to look at it through the eternal perspective again. And then the enemy comes and smacks you again. Then you know what you got to do? You got to look at it through the eternal perspective again. Then the enemy comes in and goes, but what about this? And you got to look at it. And this is the war that goes on. And you know when it stops? When you hear a trumpet for you personally or when you hear a trumpet for us corporately. You think, you mean I'm going to do this the rest of my life? Yes. You mean I got to go through this warfare the rest of my existence on this earth? Yes. But you have the tool. The only question is, are you going to use it? Or does the enemy get in? Does he win? Because if you keep doing it, you'll keep prevailing in dropping that frustration and dropping that stress. You'll never be perfect, but you can do it so much better. Because God has given you the tools to do it that way. So what do you got to know? The turtle wins. That's all you got to know. You just keep going slow and steady. I'm not going to quit. I'm going to see everything through the perspective of eternity. I'm not going to let this stuff beat me up. I'm not going to do it. The enemy comes in and goes, oh, but it's really bad. And it's like, nah, it's not that bad. Oh, it's horrible. No. Oh, no. No. To that point, that's how you got to fight. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about keeping on swimming from a positive point of view. That was the negative point of view. You cannot give in. Now I'm going to give you the forward walking in it, the positive way to look at it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Who can wash away my sin? Jesus.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Amy Boucher Pye. Amy writes, "When my kids were toddlers, they would play outside in our sodden English garden and quickly become covered in mud and dirt. For their good and the good of my floor, I'd remove their clothes at the door and wrap them in towels before sticking them in the bath. They'd soon move from dirty to clean with the addition of soap, water, and hugs. In a vision given to Zechariah, we see Joshua, a high priest, covered in rags that represent sin and wrongdoing. But the Lord makes him clean, removing his filthy clothes and covering him in rich garments. The new turban and robe signify that the Lord has taken his sins from him.
Amy continues, "We too can receive God's cleansing as we become free of our wrongdoing through the saving work of Jesus. As a result of his death on the cross, we can have the mud and sins that cling to us washed away as we receive the robes of God's sons and daughters. No longer are we defined by what we've done wrong, whether lying, gossiping, stealing, coveting, or other, but we can claim the names God gives to those he loves: restored, renewed, cleansed, free. Ask God to remove any filthy rags you're wearing so you too can put on the wardrobe he has reserved for you." Sometimes we need a little extra motivation to spend time in God's Word each day. And now it couldn't be easier. With Our Daily Bread, download the mobile app for your Apple or Android device at getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. It's breaking me in two. I'll
give this broken heart to you. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. All right, we've been talking about the process of dealing with Christianity that can be challenging, the three steps forward, two steps back process. We discussed, I think in detail, the understanding that sometimes you got to punch the frustration in the nose by looking at it in the face of eternity. That electric bill that is $50 higher that you're going to have to figure out how to pay will not have any bearing in your life in 50 years, 100 years, or what Tugboat Todd said, a year from now. Probably won't have any bearing whatsoever. And see, these things that we allow to hang around in us and on us are things that we're giving power to in our lives, these frustrations, these moments, these fears, these stresses. We're giving power, and the Lord is sitting there going, yeah, that doesn't have to own you. But we're turning around going, own me. That's kind of how we're doing it because of the way we approach it. And the enemy is going to take every moment that he can and throw stuff in our face every chance he gets. That's why he's an enemy, right? And this is spiritual warfare for sure. And the enemy doesn't want you to prevail. It's just, you know, these are just real base elements of our faith. And so I think we'll play that, the one we were going to play the last time. Let's play that one right now, and then we'll close it up with this.
Just keep swimming.
That's right. Just keep swimming.
Some Christian was like, they can't have movies about talking fish. Oh, my goodness.
Go out to eat more often. Anyway, here's my ultimate thing in this, and it's not a complex one. I think it warrants our attention, and that is, you know, we talk about being aware that there's pruning, being aware that the way to defeat that pruning has to do with keeping our perspective correct, that frustration loses its power in the face of eternity, and then understanding that a part of that process is us to keep going and going and going, and that's where the keep on swimming comes in. So what's a good way to help us keep going? Hebrews 12, 1 through 3, you know it well. Let's make sure to review it. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such great cloud of witness, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles us, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. How do we do that? Verse 2, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, it sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Want to know how to do it? Fix your eyes on Jesus.
Here in verse 1, there's something that gets missed a lot, because when we talk about Hebrews 12:1, most of the time we're talking about the besetting sin. I mean, it's true, because it talks about the sin that so easily entangles us, or the besetting sin in the King James. But prior to it talking about the besetting sin, it says this: therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness, let us throw off everything that hinders. So when we have frustrations and stresses and anxiety and we're holding on to those things are hindering us. And we're supposed to throw those things off. You know the implication. It's like when you walk into your house, maybe you can just imagine for a second, either it's raining or you can imagine you're back in the east, and you walk into the house. What do you do with your big coat when you walk in the house? You take it off. You like get it off you. Well, that's kind of the implication. You're like, get it off you. Throw it off. You don't need to be wearing that, but we wear it. We don't have to. And the way that you throw it off more quickly than not is you fix your eyes on Jesus. You think, well, that just seems like pie in the sky. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were a Bible-believing, born-again, evangelical Christian. Well, Dave, I am. Well, this is what it says. You want to use it or not? Oh, but that just seems like it's a, you know, it's just a floaty kind of concept. Have you read Hebrews? What I'm trying to say is we approach this like we believe, and then as soon as the Lord gives us a solution, we question his solution. He gives us the answer. And we go, I don't know. You don't know. That's the problem. You don't know. We got to stop that. The Lord has given us the tools and the keys. You want to use them? It's a great illustration a professor once gave. Now, for those that are anti-gun, just take a deep breath. But if you're in some kind of warfare and it involves guns and you have six chambers to hold bullets and you're in a warfare and they give you six bullets, why would you put three in there and then close up the gun and not put all six in? Why would you do that? In other words, why would you go with less armed than fully armed? Well, that's the exact same thing we're talking about. Why would you go with less tools than the tools that God has given you? He's given you all these tools. Let's use them. And here he tells us, oh, hey, this thing, hey, focus on Jesus. Recognize him before you grow weary in your being and before you lose heart. Recognize that if you can see how Jesus faced his trial and you face that same approach where he focused on the joy that was set before him, which, by the way, has to do with eternity. And then if we could focus on eternity like Jesus did, we would definitely be walking above the water. That's it. As soon as Peter focused on the waves and the wind, he sank. But you know what? When he saw Jesus, he walked on the water. Oh, that all connects. Uh-huh.
Yes, it does.
Isn't that glorious? See Jesus walk on top of water. That should be in a fortune cookie. All right. Well, maybe not a fortune cookie, but it should be somewhere. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a 22-hour break. Then we'll come back for more insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.